Regina. Here are some highlights from the executive committee meeting on Wednesday at Regina City Hall. Report on Regina Police Surveillance Plane. The success of the air surveillance program Regina Police Service was touted at executive committee on Wednesday. Council members heard from Regina Police Service who touted the work done with the new plane. A 2005 Cessna 182T including a wide-angle, infrared camera used for surveillance. The air support unit is made up of 2 pilots and 4 tactical flight officers. Regina Deputy Police Chief Dean Ray told council that the air support unit ensures members are provided with real-time information, making it safer, more effective and definitely more efficient. He pointed to a 100% apprehension rate when the plane is called for service. He said the efficiency gained in the calls allows members to be able to do other things, such as more proactive work in the community and taking other calls for service. Council was also shown a short video presentation showing the plane in action and how it has helped in situations such as evading police, foot pursuits, high-risk tracking, impaired driving and dangerous driving calls, domestic assaults, weapons offenses, and missing persons cases. According to air support unit statistics presented from Jan. 20 when the plane came into use, there have been 876 responses with 180 arrests and 373 charges. The plane has also saved 105 trips by ground units. The use of the new plane has drawn a positive reaction from council. Councillor Lori Bresciani said at the meeting that acquiring the unit was one of the best decisions that we made, I would say, for the police service and for the residents of Regina. CMHC Housing Accelerator Fund. Executive Committee has voted in favor of moving ahead to apply to Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation's Housing Accelerator Fund. This is the federal program providing incentive funding to increase housing supply across Canada. Part of that application will include an action plan approved by Council consisting of 11 initiatives to achieve the objectives of the Housing Accelerator Fund. If the application is successful, Regina would receive an upfront advance for 25% of the total approved funding, with administration recommending Council approve spending for up to $1 million on staffing and preliminary work for the action plan. The recommendation was approved at Executive Committee, and now goes to Council for approval on June 7. Accessible Taxi Program. Council also spent considerable time discussing the issue of accessible taxis. Administration had been looking at how to improve customer service and the hours of service in delivering accessible service to those who need it. Among the issues expressed by delegations at the meeting was that it was challenging for those with disabilities to obtain service 24 hours a day. The committee has directed administration to have a report come back in the fall which would include some options that could be worked into the budget. One could be to create more paratransit options that could service those extended hours. As well, the city will in the short term be handing out additional licenses for accessible taxis to try and improve service in the short term. Ultimately, we want to improve accessible taxi service or accessible transit service for those in our community with mobility issues or disabilities, said Mayor Sandra Masters to reporters following the meeting. Canada Day. Finally, it looks like Regina will be avoiding the controversy that has swirled in some other Canadian cities about whether Canada Day celebrations should be held. Last week, the city of Calgary was embroiled in controversy when the city cancelled Canada Day celebrations, only to reverse that decision days later. However, Canada Day looks to be a go in Regina, as Executive Committee approved a request by Canada Day organizers for increased funding to host the event, with an amount of $35,000 approved.